All right, everyone, places, please.
I finally caught up with Robert Altman's The Company about ballet dancers. Not the first film about ballet, of course. For example, take 1946.
When you dance, you must dance always as if it were an opening night with a house sold out and all the beautiful people in the world out front. Go on now, perform.
That's Judith Anderson as a faded ballerina speaking maybe the one and only convincing line from an otherwise, how shall I say, eccentric melodrama written, produced, and directed by Ben Hecht about a male ballet dancer who is both mad and murderous.
You dance very well for a murderer.
Some of the dialogue between our hero and his wife-to-be, also a dancer, is really quite incredible.
You want to know how you make me feel? As if there were a fire engine in my stomach going lickety-split.
But there are surprisingly few films about ballet from Hollywood in the 30s and 40s. Somehow, they must have had an instinct that it just wouldn't work to put Joan Crawford in a tutu. It's just about impossible to make a ballet film without real ballet dancers. It can't be faked. Mostly real dancers populate Robert Altman's current film, The Company. It is a dance film that is beautiful, modern, and ultimately quite moving. It's about dancers working and living a life on the side, which seems to be the way it's done.
It's a life calling.
Wendy Whalen is a principal dancer for the New York City Ballet.
Go to class every day, rehearse every day. If you're not in work, you're doing Pilates or you're doing gyrotonics or you're doing some kind of form of always staying with it, staying focused on it.
Most movies about ballet have that part right, the classes, the relentless practicing.
Prends de jambes?
Although the deservedly celebrated film The Red Shoes, which came along 2 years after Ben Hecht's bizarre turn in the ballet world, was more about the drama of the life calling and the personalities contained in it than the work itself.
I want to create, to make something big out of something little, to make a great dancer out of you.
It is also about the ultimately tragic choices it says dancers have to make to answer the calling.
What do you want from life? To live?
To dance.
And though the nature of the dramas may have changed, there's still plenty of drama.
The system itself is a drama-producing environment because it's a live performance, it's every night, it's 100 people, injuries, illnesses, it feeds on itself.
So it really is a perfect setting for a dramatic film.
We're really, in the scheme of things, such a small community, the dance world, and then you micro it a little bit down to a ballet world and then classical ballet world.
Victor Barbee is assistant artistic director of American Ballet Theater.
You wear your emotions rather close to the surface in a ballet company because you need to do that because that's what you have to have access to your emotions when you go on stage.
If you took away my choice, you'd never let me find out if I was good enough.
You weren't.
Emotions?
You weren't good enough and you knew it. That's
close to the surface?
I loved Wayne so much.
In the movies, that took on new meaning in the 70s during what is now familiarly known as the ballet boom when Baryshnikov and Nureyev had put ballet in the headlines.
And you got pregnant because Wayne was a ballet dancer in those
Herbert
days.
Ross made The Turning Point, which was based on actual American ballet theater characters and stories and had a mix of dancers and actors, most notably Mikhail Baryshnikov, Anne Bancroft, and Shirley MacLaine.
But you're a liar, and you're a user. You know that. You're a user, and you always have been for your whole life.
There, the drama shifted to one of rivalry between two old friends, one a great ballerina, the other a former ballerina, now a perfect mother of three.
You want to play baseball, you finish practice. You want to dance, you get to class on time. But either way, you follow the rules, you got it?
Again, the choice. The choice between ballet and the world. It must be made.
Dee Dee, all I'm doing off stage is just waiting to get back on.
Later on, Baryshnikov reappeared in something called Dancers, which tried to take a famous ballet, Giselle, and mirror the plot in the movie's story about a burned-out dancer.
I like being with you.
Whose exposure to a new young ballerina gives him new life.
It's very simple.
So that movie admitted that life and ballet do coexist and feed each other sometimes, and dancers agree.
My wife and I, we dance together.
James Fayette is a principal dancer at the New York City Ballet.
We can kind of push the boundary, which you might not be able to do with other partners because you just don't have that kind of relationship.
Principal dancer Jennifer Ringer is his wife.
I think a lot of us have realized the value
of having an outside life, that it actually makes us better artists. It makes us a richer person.
And now comes the Altman movie, filmed with the Joffrey Company and some actors and the actress-dancer Nev Campbell. What is moving about the company? It is its attitude toward the work, its focus.
I don't think you should work injured. Why don't you mark in the back?
For decades, ballet films used the dance world as a backdrop for dramatic personal stories. Altman has turned things completely around. He's made a film about work and performance, and whatever life, rather casually, fits into the spaces in between.
Hold it a minute.
What's clever about the company, however, is that it tempers this very modern, somewhat detached view of the art of ballet with a very old-fashioned, you might say classic, character.
Hit the wall! I want you to move out and hit the wall!
Played by Malcolm McDowell. His artistic director, Mr. A, in his yellow scarf, keeps turning up.
But I love you all. You're great, okay? You're great. Come
making
on.
Pronouncements. Okay. This is what and that parental relationship kids, that has always existed between the company and its director in films exists here, too.
Why do you always do this, babies? You always get phony on me.
It's a touching mixture of the new way and the old. Ballet has changed. Dancers are more of the world, but still making magic on screen and stage for largely the same reasons they always have.
On the stage, you know, everything is beautiful, and I'll sit down at my dressing room table, I'll put on my stage makeup, I'll fix my hair, and usually everything's, you know, shiny, and you put on the big earrings, and it's a little capsule in your day that's kind of set apart.
That's the transformative spirit that movies want to capture. In this latest film, it has been seen, beautifully photographed, including one dance in the rain, but minus the traditional melodramatic torture. For a look at dance, all these films are worth renting, but don't rent the company. See it on a big screen while you can. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkin.